Gangster Chef
by Nick Bland. Read by Mr. Rook. Sound effects by J11.
Marcel was a monster of medium size, with crotchety horns and googly eyes. Like most other monsters, he worked every night, giving the neighbourhood children a fright. His climbing was perfect. His creeping was good. And he hid very well, just like all monsters should. He was lumpy and grumpy and suitably hairy, but Marcel had a problem.
Boo!
He just wasn't scary.
Ah, kitty!
Night after night, whatever he did, he couldn't scare a single kid. He couldn't scare Abby.
Would you like a cup of tea?
He couldn't scare Bob.
Stay there, monster.
He was totally hopeless at doing his job. But when he came home at the end of the night, a smile crossed his face as he flicked on the light. He kicked off his shoes, hung his hat on a hook, went into the kitchen and started to cook. He stirred and he poured and he plucked with delight, forgetting entirely his horrible night. He baked and he sizzled, he fried and he boiled, with anything rotten or crawling or spoiled. He made earthworm spaghetti and hot cactus pies with smelly sock soup and cockroach surprise. There were rotten bananas on apple core cake and a dollop of sludge on a beetle shell bake. From each perfect dish, he took one little bite and saved all the rest for the following night. And when it grew dark, Marcel went to work, looking for suitable places to lurk. He climbed through a window and quietly hid. Then the door slowly opened. And in rode a kid. He hopped off his trike and he pulled out a chair.
Oh no,
thought Marcel.
My dinner's up there.
But Marcel was too late. His food had been seen. The brave-looking kid had turned totally green. He screamed and he ran away into the night. And that's how Marcel gave his very first fright. So he horrified Abby. He terrified Bob. Marcel, at long last, could take pride in his job. Now he's opened a restaurant called Monster's Delight, where he still gets to give the occasional fright. And for those who are snarling or snorting their snouts, he cooks just for them some boiled Brussels sprouts.